right now, it's time to take a knee and do some hints.
She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Heloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall.
Is that the Beatles?
No. It's like the Beatles. And I screwed it up last week. I tried to remember on the fly who provided that to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it was...
It was John Lennon.
I said it was Tony. And then I got an angry email from Roger, who actually did it. It was like, thanks a lot for misidentifying me.
Sorry, Roger.
So Roger Rose, P1 Roger, is the genius behind the hints jingle. So thank you, sir.
Roger has a lot of time to spend frivolously.
Boy, does he.
Uh-huh.
Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. Follow along on page 4E of the Arts and Life section if you would like. Giovanni T. in Florida writes, Dear Heloise, I have a great hint for leftover mesh shelf liner. I cut out a small piece and put it in the car. I usually keep a little piece on the middle console. When I set my phone on it, it keeps the phone from sliding when I turn, etc. It is convenient for long trips, and it's free.
Hmm.
Although you did buy the shelf liner to begin with for your shelves. Do you do shelf liner?
Yeah.
Because you're in an old place, and you just don't want...
Well, do contact
on your stuff?
Yeah, contact papers, rubber shelf liner. Yes, there, my place was built in like 1917.
That's one of the bigger pains in the ass when you move into a place is like cutting it out to fit.
I know, moving blows. That's why I've been in the same place for 7 years.
LM,
you move a lot.
Yeah, I do. It's because I keep on getting kicked out of where I live.
Not anymore, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, you live by yourself. You can't kick yourself out, right?
I don't know. I could not afford my rent and be evicted.
Can always sleep on my couch.
All right. LM in California writes, Dear Heloise, I travel often with my small dog. I have a convenient way to travel with food and water. I save and wash out small margarine tubs. Before the trip,
How much butter are you eating?
Right.
God.
I have a feeling that LM has just Land O'Lakes thighs.
You know what's funny is, I'm not kidding you, I probably have the same bucket of butter or margarine or whatever it is that I have had in my refrigerator since I moved into my place in January of 2008. I am not kidding. But if you
think... Is it still good?
I don't know. Probably not. But the point that I'm trying to make is, how often do we use butter?
If you're boiling rice, maybe put a little bit in there.
Why?
If you're making eggs, do you use oil or butter on your pan?
I use the spray, just
the Pam.
Just olive oil spray. But the point I'm trying to make is, think back when we were kids and you'd go to your grandparents' house
and they would have a giant thing of Country Crock.
Well, they would have stacks and stacks of old Country Crock tubs that they would reuse for leftovers. And I'm like, how much butter are you eating? And you live to be 97. We're going to be lucky to make it out of our 60s.
Yeah. Well, LM.
And we don't eat butter.
LM at least ate two of the rectangular shaped tubs to take on her dog trips.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I fill one with food, the other fill halfway with water. I just snap the lid back in the containers and keep them in the front seat. If they move around, the tubs don't leak. When it's dinner time, everything is set up and ready.
That's great. Eat more butter. Butter.
Gina R. Now we're into the kids section of hints because she's run out of adults to write her hints, so she has to go to kids.
She has to get toddlers to write her article for her.
Gina R. in Texas writes, Dear Heloise, we're getting a new home. I will still see my friends every day, but I will miss my old house. I grew up in it. To cheer me up, my parents said I could pick whatever color I would like for my new room. Even though I am still down about leaving the old house, I think my parents' idea did work to get me a little excited about this move.
It's still a consolation prize, kid.
Yeah. You're still never going to be as happy as you were in that house.
That's right. And let me tell you something else, if you're listening. The reason that your parents moved you out of that house, it's because they don't love you.
I think you should paint your room black.
And start listening to The Cure.
Yeah.
And you'll end up like Dave.
Eat your feelings.
Yes.
Another kid, Griffin, age 12, writes, Dear Heloise, my white shoelaces were starting to look very dingy and were getting stained from dirt marks. I took the shoelaces off the shoes to decorate them before they got even dirtier. With permanent markers, I drew designs on them. I carefully made sure to cover the brownest, dirtiest parts of the shoelace with markers first before starting to design the whiter part.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the shoelaces are still going to get dirty, I was able to save a little bit of time before having to buy new laces.
What's his name?
Griffin.
Okay, music down, please. Music down. Music down. Music down.
Pay attention.
Music down. Music down. Okay. Like all the way down.
Like off.
Yes.
He has an important message for Griffin.
Griffin, number one, you're a freaking moron. Just buy new shoelaces. You don't have to... How do you decorate your shoelaces with markers? You're an idiot. And number two, the reason that your shoelaces got dirty in the first place... It's because your parents just don't love you anymore.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Music
That's
back
all.
Up.
We have time for one more.
All right. Dear Heloise, S.V. Dunn in Georgia writes, We recently had a party for my son. I procrastinated on wrapping the presents, so I had a ton of things to wrap the day of the party. What a great parent. I had just bought some poster board for the kids and came up with an idea. The only place where I could wrap the presents peacefully was in my room. With no table or hard surface, I took the poster board and wrapped the gifts on it. It was much easier to wrap gifts with the poster board than having to wrap on plush carpeting. The paper also didn't have any dents or tears.
Oh, she found a flat surface to
yeah.
put her gift wrapping on.
She laid a piece of poster board on her mattress and wrote Heloise about it.
Yes. Wrote Heloise, probably handwritten letter, mailed, I'm
right.
sure.
Longhand.
And Heloise was probably mad that it was handwritten, so she couldn't just copy and paste the email.
Oh, she had an intern type it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. I think the moral of the story is, Dear S.V. Dunn's son... Your parents just don't love you enough
That's right.
to wrap your presents before the day of the frickin' party.
That's right. That's right. That's the moral of this week's Hints from Heloise is, children, your parents just don't love you enough.
We'll talk to
Once again,
two gentlemen who are not loved by their parents.
Next.
The Saroises.